sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time. Fuck you.
For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
And welcome everyone to another
Warfare edition of the Hour Bomb.
Warfare edition of the Hour Bomb?
That's right, we're coming off of Battleground. The most epic of all midsummer pay-per-views. That doesn't matter because it doesn't have any major changes or title things.
Wow.
Going to SummerSlam.
Just wow.
Warfare, that is like
lame.
I was okay with Duck Butter.
Wow.
Duck Butter was a better word than that.
I agree.
Wow. I'm glad you could really like put hard work and effort into the word tonight.
I put as much work into the theme song for Battleground as I did the word.
Oh, God.
So
instead of Fastlane, which we know what that one is.
Yes.
Hold on. Well,
so now we have
Battleground. You know what? Whenever it's time to cue up the music, I'll do it. Don't worry about it.
All right. We've been asked to turn up the volume, so we'll turn up the volume.
Fuck right. That guy. He can get over it.
Okay, well.
Can you guys hear us?
Oh, I'm sure they can.
And Mark Jones asked us to turn
hello,
it up.
Hello, hello.
Turn it up now.
Okay, yeah, when Mark Jones tells us to turn it up, then we'll turn it up.
Yeah, because we're Mark Jones, we always pump up the jam, pump it
but
up.
Turn up for what?
Apparently they want to hear us. I don't know.
We got to put it to 11.
We don't
there
have
you go.
Line.
Now you done something.
Play Country Boy for me, Jason.
No. Oh, God.
No, we won't do that. Boy.
Remember.
The Hell's Country Boy.
Don't pick the song.
The Hillbilly Jim theme.
Oh, yeah, no.
Country Boy.
I'll have to find something for him.
Also, I think the Godwins.
Okay, I got one for B-Max. Eat a dick.
All right.
Anyway. So, welcome to your Battlefield edition of the Hour Bomb. That's so bad, man.
It was Warfare, for one, not Battlefield. Where the hell did you even get that from?
Well, I was watching
Battleground.
My local news. I was watching my local news Friday morning. And
this isn't Pimp Battletoar, and we ain't talking about love.
Orton was doing all the
they called it Battlefield.
Media, and they were butchering and calling it WWE Battlefield.
Yes, they were getting the name of the show
wow.
Wrong.
Wow.
Yes.
Battlefield?
Yes.
Yeah, on the local news.
The whole
that's
time, the whole
called.
Time, it was Battlefield.
Can we get the fail horn?
They have they have the graphic that shows Battleground clearly written on it,
right behind them. They're still calling it Battlefield. Hey, you know, honestly, Daniel Bryan did the same thing on Tough Enough. He did.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
that's hilarious too.
I know.
Well, that guy just got no talent anyway.
Wow. Anyway, I am your host. The first ever graduate of Dave Mills School Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Battleground may or may not have been in St. Louis tonight.
Yes, there you go. I like that. The one, the only, the man with the huge cock, the illustrious Jason Halbert. Thank you. Oh, there we go. There we go. Sound effect. Yes, thank you. Thank you to my fans. Dog, get out of the goddamn litter box. Join my partners in crime.
There's a great sound effect for the people listening with no context.
The big bad booty daddy.
The indigestion filled Adrian Masters. I swear to God, I am never eating onion rings from Burger King again.
Oh, man.
Oh my God.
hope you die from herpes.
The jizz mopper.
That would Sweet be a better Jason Heath. Than onion rings tonight.
Dying of herpes a little bit better than. Oh my
wow.
God!
Wow.
And these onion rings. Oh my God! I'm dying.
And we're joined by the one, the only, the original full-blood Italian, Greg Snuffleupagus.
El amore. How's everyone doing tonight?
Good, good, good. Like I said before, when we came on the air, you make our show legitimate like tenfold. Like you don't even have to do anything from here on in.
Just your presence.
Yes.
Well, as we're talking, I am doing the calculations for the tournament, so don't worry. I'll have that for you guys shortly.
All right.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Well, multitasking. Been on the air since 6 p.m. and rocking and rolling here at 11 o'clock.
I didn't want to ask you to be on the show, but when you volunteered it, I'm like, well.
No, why not? This is fun. It's never work when it's fun, guys.
Yeah, yeah, you've been on the air for fucking how long?
And that's fun.
5 hours straight? Would you quit shitting yourself over
there?
I
can't help it.
Did someone chat?
Adrian.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you, man, these onion rings from Burger King, man, they are not in my favor.
Oh, God. Hey.
Onion rings alone, okay?
Greg, do you have a Hardee's out where you live?
Oh, yeah, we have Hardee's.
Okay. Or Carl's Jr.
Well, I didn't know if he was in a Hardee's part of the country or a Carl's Jr. part. So let me ask you guys a quick question. When you guys go to Hardee's and you order food.
Do you ever do that? What?
Yeah, you do. That's good shit. You can get their $5.
Well, maybe Greg doesn't like Hardee's. Maybe his Greek
Greg,
diet.
Do you eat Hardee's?
No.
What?
There you go. Told you.
Well, no. Actually, we've had one. I think there's very close to this. I just don't go there. I rarely eat it, but if I do, it's probably McDonald's. It's a Wendy's. Burger King it used to be, but then I had situations, so I don't go there
it's
anymore.
It's the fucking onion rings, right?
I don't think it was the under. Yeah, no, it's something in the burger that just said, nah, I'm good. I think I've lived my life through a Burger King. I'm done.
Well, I'll tell you, I go to Hardee's mainly for breakfast. Their biscuits and gravy are phenomenal.
Yes.
Their biscuits
and they're
that
cheap.
They have for food for breakfast are really good.
But yeah. So we went there and we ordered food for dinner because they've got their like brown bag lunch or whatever, brown bag dinner, whatever the combo. It's like $5.50 for like two sandwiches, fries, drink, and an apple turnover, right? When you go to any fast food place, how long do you guys wait typically for food?
5 minutes, maybe.
All right. Heath?
At the most, 5 minutes.
25 fucking minutes at a Hardee's.
Wow.
How many people ask the question? I know, just someone asked me the question. I know you're all thinking, how many people were in there?
How many people were in there, Jason?
Just us.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So did you ask them what the deal was?
Well, and they didn't have it right the first time either, or the second time. Because eventually, like, 10, 15 minutes go by, and I go up there and... The manager was like, can I help you? I'm like, well, I'm just waiting for our food. She's like, well, we're just waiting for them to finally get it right.
Oh, wow.
And then they brought it up and still wasn't fucking right. And it's not like it was difficult. My wife ordered a spicy chicken sandwich with no mayonnaise and a double cheeseburger with no mustard, no onion. They brought her a spicy chicken sandwich covered in mayonnaise, a regular cheeseburger covered in all kinds of shit.
Were they working with like totally new people or something?
I think they needed to all be drug tested.
Wow.
And then I'm pretty sure that me and my wife, it tore us up last night.
Okay.
Ew.
Yeah, Hardee's.
I don't feel bad for you.
What? Why don't you feel bad for us?
I just don't. After what I'm going through right now, no,
I fucking
no
hate you. You should have told me to bring down Pepto-Pills, and I brought down some fucking
Pepto-Pills.
When I went up to take my contacts out, you didn't say anything about Pepto-Pills.
Well, I didn't think I needed to keep reminding you, and I didn't want to be that guy.
You're always that guy.
All right, well, that's why I didn't say nothing.
Anyway.
Douche.
Who do we got in the chat room?
We got a douchebag.
That
we
would
got
be
a
Heath.
Bigger douchebag.
That would be, don't talk about Greg like that.
No. That was the first douchebag was me.
Oh.
Oh, douchebag?
The bigger douchebag was Heath.
Oh.
What? Oh. If anything, that's him, not me.
We got... the full-blooded Italian, Mr. Papalopagus.
Hey, bulk up.
Hey, we got the Super Bowl, Kevin Curtin.
Bulk up.
Shit, I missed him.
We have...
I don't have music for the Super Bowl.
The biggest douchebag of them all, Jason Albert.
Bulk up.
Our dark-skinned douchebag friend, Mark Jones.
That's right. Oklahoma Tootsie Roll Jones.
He's never going to tag us on any of this again. That goes out to our dark-skinned douchebag.
And our used douchebag of the network, Beanbags.
Beanbags.
who gets this.
I thought, why not Barry Horowitz?
Bulk up to you, BMX.
Why not? That's why you don't ask for a theme from us.
That's true.
Exactly. We provide it.
Beanbag says he had onion from BK today. You're just a pussy.
Yeah, well, he's a used douche. There we go.
Holy shit.
You might as well act like you are. Not Jewish my ass.
Wow.
Oh, God. I miss not doing show. Like, I hate it when we just don't do a fucking show. Apparently, someone's always got something wrong. Like, Heath last week had the shits. This week, you're trying to fucking give birth. I guess I'm going to be the sick one next week. But the difference here between this is... What? Oh, it's pouring rain
out. You are leaking majorly over there.
Oh, fuck me running. Hold on.
That's not good.
No, you guys talk for the
bit.
Yeah,
we're going to have to talk for...
You guys fill showtime real quick. Just talk.
Yes. Yep, sorry. Anyway. I guess we can kind of say a little bit about how the show normally works. Yeah.
Do we have any wires or anything on the corner there?
Yeah.
Well, normally, the way the show works
is going to go that way.
Is we usually have an hour to talk about the last week in wrestling, maybe two, depending on the last time we did a show.
Yeah. Greg, you still with us?
Oh, yeah. I'm all listening right along.
So,
oh, we started to lose you on there.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear us?
No, I'm talking about you, Adrian. Your microphone again. I got a lot of technical difficulties. And not only that, rain difficulties.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we are getting some rain. I mean, it's only going to be for just like a half hour, and that started like about 10 or so minutes ago.
What kind of rain? Chocolate rain? Purple rain?
Purple rain for Mark
Skittles
Jones.
Rain? Make it rain? Roman Reigns.
Yeah, how about Roman Reigns? That'll be for the ladies.
Speaking of Roman Reigns, what a pity. No.
No, we usually only talk about that, you know, in regards to Triple H.
All right. Whoa.
Remember, he always says it, you know, and especially if he has Stephanie out there.
All right, well, I am the guest tonight, so...
I just want to get your thoughts. So what do you do going for the commentary whenever you have a co-host that doesn't seem to have the same speed of where your head on the card?
Kevin did an outstanding job tonight. I really couldn't have asked for a better partner, so I want to say thank you to Kevin out there. You're incredible tonight. Good job, man.
The hardest thing I have to do is trying to line up your commentary with what's actually happening.
I can say tonight was probably the first night in the year or so I've been doing it where my system actually pretty much did not freeze at all. I first pay-per-view was perfect. I was very happy. But, you know, depending on the commentary, if someone is off, we pause and try to catch up, things like that. But, tonight, I did kind of have to pause to catch up to Kevin, but it was too much of a good match. I'd seen one. I had to go with the fans, and we had a couple people in the chat. So just try to it's a little bit tough. I heard Roku is easy.
Yeah.
Works.
I think we watched it most. We watched most of it on the old PS3.
Yeah, no, I was PS4, doing that, I'm too. Sorry. I had no problems tonight. I was very happy with it. Usually it does lag.
Until we got down to where we switched over to where we're running it off the computers. And then during the main event, we had quite a few issues.
Yeah. You could probably say that everybody started to watch the pay-per-view then at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no one wanted to miss what happened. We're going to get about to that.
Definitely.
Sure. Don't give it away, but.
Spoiler alerts, there's a big return tonight.
We won't say who, though. Not as of yet.
Well, it was a return of a great pay-per-view, and maybe the return of some new people, or not new people, but a reinvigorated tag team run, because I think the tag team match tonight was quietly just outstanding.
Oh, I agree.
Considering the teams involved.
Definitely. But Jason, you back with us now?
I am. It is raining its ass off outside right now. So
okay.
It's fucking pouring. So that's why I'm springing a leak in the basement. So we're taking on floodwaters here.
Yes, we are.
At the Auerbaum Studios.
And build an ark.
I'm thinking we're about
we're
going
have to.
Dude, it rains so hard.
Yeah, you're looking at
a few
spots,
weeks ago.
Actually.
Huh?
You're looking at a second spot, too.
Oh, yeah. It rained so hard about a month ago that I literally had water in my basement for like a week and a half because there was so much in my... Like, my basement didn't flood, but like I spring leaks here and there. And thank God I don't own this house. And we know where to put stuff and where not to put stuff. Let's put it that way. So, yeah. Again, thank God I don't own this house.
That is right, B-Megs. Jason's basement is taking on water.
Yes. Hey, we got someone else in the chat room. Cornell Q. Weaver's in the chat.
Hey, welcome.
Hey, bulk up.
Anyway, so yes, welcome to our Jewish friend, Beanbags.
Yes, Mazel Tov, Beanbags, Mazel Tov.
Oh, God, I about lost that.
All right.
Anyway, so what did I miss? What were you guys talking about?
We were just talking about the feed and the paper network feed. And
okay. Because I know you started to talk a little bit about how the show works, but it doesn't apply because it's no time limit tonight.
Yep, exactly.
I got nothing else. Hopefully those Pepto pills fucking kick in for you because I'm tired of hearing you bitch.
I wasn't complaining, man. It was just, it's rough.
Beanbag says you guys are something else.
Hey, you know what?
Yes, we are.
But you know, I'll give a hint on who returned tonight. His name rhymes with Thundermaker.
Wow. Really?
That's the hint.
Hey, guys, before I forget, don't forget you can buy your very own Auerbaum shirts.
Yeah, that's right.
Let me tell you a secret. When I'm in bed listening to the Auerbaum, I feel so dirty wrapped up in an Auerbaum t-shirt. Only at pwpop.com.
There you go. So I got the dog licking up the fucking rainwater that's coming through, and I got the cat licking up rainwater, too.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, they're helping.
So are we ready to get the shindig on the road here?
Yeah, I guess so. Let's, sure, why not? Okay, Adrian. Please, for the love of God, what is... the battleground theme that you came up with.
Battleground.
Not to be confused with.
Ween, ween. Fast lane.
Oh my.
That was me making tank sounds with my mouth and then saying battleground if you were unsure of what just happened there.
I think Greg's sound was a better theme song for.
Well, that's something I was making for tonight,
yeah,
too. But
Beanbag says you guys are better than wrestling soup references.
Did want to know? Did we pay Kyle's mom for that drop? And if so, which one?
Wow!
Oh my God!
You know, we haven't gotten Kyle on in a while, so we haven't covered this. But Kyle actually only has one mom again.
Oh, he does. How did he miss this?
Yes.
Apparently, the other mom left the mom, her a Mexican midget mom.
No, you're just lying.
No, that's literally what happened. They left him for a Latino midget Mexican lesbian.
All right, I'm texting him right now. That's how I know you're lying.
Go ahead and text him that.
Well, you know those artists and the world they live in.
Oh, yeah.
So pre-show match, which Jason over here completely missed.
I didn't give two shits about that match.
King What's Up was on fighting for King Barrett for the title of actual king.
That is right. Yeah. The rights to have the King of the Ring crown.
You know, it was a pretty standard back and forth match for these two.
Huh?
And pretty much the way that it was falling out there, not too surprising, Barrett retains his crown.
Yay. Okay, moving on to the real show.
Yes.
Yeah, not really the most exciting of pre-show matches.
No.
I think I pretty well much, if much I was, missed most of it.
Now, I just want to say here, hold on. The back and forth shit between Barrett and fucking R-Truth is hilarious. It really is.
It's been pretty funny as far as their skits on TV and everything. Yeah.
I mean, because it goes all the way back to, what, WrestleMania? No.
King of the Ring.
Yeah. With the whole, well, with the Intercontinental title and all that, you know, and fucking R-Truth stole the Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
I mean, their back and forth stuff is hilarious, so. I don't think we needed to see the match again, but, you know, whatever.
Nah. Oh, no, we've seen it in different versions throughout the years. We were talking about that on the pay-per-view. We've seen King Haku and Hacksaw Duggan and Macho Man versus Duggan and JYD and Harley Race. We've seen this done before. I just don't think it did much for Barrett, and he needs to have something done for him right now.
It did nothing for R-Truth and did little for Barrett, and there was no real payoff with this.
No.
Rumor has it he's going to go back to Bad News Barrett soon.
God, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too. But he can incorporate that into what he's doing now with that image. He's the king. I've got bad news for you, you subjects. You know, that
exactly.
Kind of thing. I just don't know why you can't incorporate the both. Why is it one or the other?
Because personally, well.
Because WWE creative.
No, the King of the Ring thing, I think, runs its course really fucking fast.
Well, it has to if it's going to be next year.
So, it's just, they run it for a little bit, usually the summer, and then it's over. I mean, let's not forget King Booker, King Sheamus. They both kind of ditched. Well, no, King Booker lasted for a while, didn't he?
King Booker did go on for about 6 or 8 months, yeah.
Well, he's the one who really made something out of it. And that was that.
I think Booker T's probably my second favorite king of all time.
Who's your first?
God, yeah. Who's the first, yeah?
I'm going to go Macho Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can agree.
With Queen Sherry?
I thought you were going to talk about the king from the WCW movie.
No, I was not. That guy, second worst king of the ring of all time.
He wasn't even the king of the ring.
Well, he was the king. So, I mean,
he was just the king.
Not King Mabel?
Jimmy the King.
King Mabel is actually is my lowest ranked king.
Good.
Then it was the king from that WCW movie, and then it was then it was King Ass.
You didn't like King Ass?
No.
Well, Burger King, he in there somewhere?
you know what? Actually, after today, yeah.
Oh.
Why okay. would you? What part of, oh, let me get onion rings from Burger King is a good fucking idea?
Because they smell so good, and they taste really good when at the time.
Of course, it's kind of funny that you guys said Burger King because, yeah, they brought out a video clip on Facebook today from WWE. Oh, the old God. Clip where he's with Tiny Tim.
God.
Huh. Tiny Tim calls him Dairy Queen.
Hey, Mark Jones wants to know where King Koopa ranks.
King Koopa, he's in my top 10.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I got a funny thing for the show next week. We need Adrian's top 10 kings.
All right, you know what? I will have a list prepared.
Okay.
And I will have this for it. I will give you my top 10 kings next week.
Okay, good.
Kong?
You know what? I don't want to give away too much of the list. All I can tell you right now is that you know my number 1 and my number 2 and my number 9.
I need you to, and I need this to be an actual list, not something. I need this in my hand via text or something before the show, because I want to know that you actually put work into this and didn't just come up.
I will have the type document on my computer you can look at.
Question. Done. Does yes. Steve Wiebe, the King of Kongs, count?
He would not make my top 10.
Okay, all right. If you're good at king.
I mean, I guess he would count for the purpose of he is technically a king. But but, you know, I wouldn't actually put him in my top 10. So.
Alrighty.
Top 10's going to be hard.
Oh, my God. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm good. Back to Battleground.
Good news. The flooding stopped in my basement.
Yay.
Moving on. The worst part of you Missouri motherfuckers is that you have a White Castle. Fuck you guys for that.
Dude, I will tell you this. B-Mex, between Jason's house and my house, there are 4 stops I can make at a White Castle on my way home. There are 4 White Castles between here and my house.
That's
wow. Well, not exactly between. There's one right there at a...
At the Festus.
There's one in Festus here. There's one in Arnold.
Yes.
There's one on Lime. And there's one... yeah, I forgot the one at Fenton really is on the way home.
No,
yeah.
But there's 3.
Yeah, 3.
There's 3. And that's what we do a lot of times.
You know what? We're going to actually live Periscope next week, us eating White Castles and thinking of you, B-Megs.
Are we really going to Periscope this?
Maybe.
Okay. I'll be on Periscope eating White Castles.
Oh, God. Then the bathrooms. Oh.
Yep, pretty well much.
Yeah.
In my ass!
Are we going to send someone to White Castle to actually get them, or are we going to get the frozen ones?
We got
to
send our intern.
That's the only way I can get a White Castle here. We don't have any of those in this state.
No, I'm not getting any.
Why not?
Dude.
We'll give you money to take over there to get them. I know you're like a hobo, but
quit
being
a pussy. We'll fucking give you money for it.
Yeah.
White Castle.
Moving on. How the fuck do we...
How do we what?
Not even... I don't...
I don't know.
How do we get from talking about Battleground to White Castle?
I don't know.
Battleground?
Because it made my ass a battleground. With our belly bombers.
Every time... Okay. The new gag for the night. Every time someone says the word battleground... But only when we say battleground. Not when we say battlefield. Holy shit. Mark Jones lives two blocks from White Castle. He'd rather have that instead of Burger King.
So everybody gets a White Castle except for B-Megs.
Do they have frozen White Castles where you live, Beanbags? In your grocer's freezer? I want to know that. It is so weird living here in St. Louis because we have all kinds of shit that like you can't find outside.
I swear
of here.
To God, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to go to White Castle and buy a gift card and then mail it to Beanbags to give him a White Castle on us if he ever bothers to come to White Castle down here.
Okay. Oh, he can get him in his grocer's freezer. Didn't know that. Hmm. Back onto the paper. You know, it's good when it's not. It's not a good sign when. We talk more about food than we do with the fucking pay-per-view that just happened.
Well, we're just getting off track. I mean, that's just us. It's what
we
are.
Now we actually get to the first match, the actual match.
It's not the same beanbags. It really isn't.
Sheamus versus the hometown hero, Randy Orton.
Yes.
That's right. And good God, did he come out to a huge pop.
You know, I would say...
I missed the pop. I missed the intro.
Yeah, how was that? I didn't hear that.
Orton had a pretty good intro, like a good, pretty good pop.
I figured he would. Dude, he was doing media like crazy on Friday. I know he was on our favorite radio show.
Yeah, he was on, I think, three different radio shows and like all three morning shows that were.
Yeah, he was on my Fox News station at 9.
He was on Today in St. Louis for Channel 4.
Great Day St. Louis. Like he got there about 10:30.
And then I think he did the Show Me St. Louis stuff too.
Good God. Yeah, he was doing all kinds of media stuff, so he
was
really fucking cool.
The match itself, and this is all I can really say about these two, is we've seen this match so many times that there really isn't anything new that these two can show me.
Yeah, they asked him what kind of my Fox and my CBS news shows asked him what kind of special training he's been doing for this match. He's like, nothing really, just eating pizza and drinking beer.
No.
Yeah. Pizza and beer training for Sheamus. He
wasn't
concerned.
Well, we are home of the thin crust, so.
He was not concerned, so. From what I saw, and we had just gotten home, what, maybe 10 minutes before this match, if that?
Yeah.
So I wasn't home very long, and we were still getting everything situated. So I didn't see a whole lot of this match, but from what I saw, it gave him some time and wasn't a bad way to kick off the show.
Solid 17-minute affair between these two. Good back and forth action. But it just wasn't anything, like, new. It was a good Sheamus versus Orton match.
Yeah.
I won't complain about this match being on the show, but it didn't, like, I wasn't superly, like, overly, oh, my God, it was the best ever.
If anything, the briefcase should have been involved if you wanted to make it different or mean something more than the normal match they've had.
Yeah, it just...
On the event known as Battleground. Thank you.
Or not to be confused with Fastlane.
Good job, Greg.
Slow down there, son.
Holla if you hear me.
Anyway, so your winner. I
Of course.
For the hometown boy.
He had to win.
Randy, get the fuck away from my truck, Orton. There's a story behind that. A friend of mine, a friend of ours, actually, was at a, I don't know, it's been for fucking ever. It was at some event.
I want to say it was New Year's Revolution.
No, we didn't have a New Year's Revolution.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
Because that's where Triple H tours quiet.
That was in Kansas City, dumbass. We went to the Raw afterwards.
Okay, it was Raw after that then.
Yeah.
It was that night.
I didn't think it was. But anyway, he was hanging out where the wrestlers come out to their cars and all that. And this guy was trying to get Randy's autograph, and he got in his truck, and he was like, get the fuck away from my truck. So that's why we call him that.
Oh, that was a touching story.
It was.
Had the same situation with Ted DiBiase and Virgil back in the 80s.
Adrian actually was Randy Orton. Possibly huh? The same night. Told him he was going to kick his fucking ass, too.
Yeah, Randy Orton did tell me he was going to kick my ass and to fuck off.
Why did he say? What did you say to him, Adrian?
I might have said, "Go back to East St. Louis, you river rat piece of shit."
Oh my gosh! He didn't want to high five you and give you a thumbs up and hope you have a great day.
No, he did not take kindly to those remarks.
it was the Raw after New Year's Revolution that Triple H tore his quad, and we didn't know what was going on. We were literally on the aisle, like one row back from the stage, and Rated RKO walks out, and then they walk back up. Well, we didn't know that it was the commercial break. They were coming back out, and that's when Adrian, you know, they were walking real slow, and Randy Orton's jaw-jacking with everyone. So Adrian's like, let me over there. I'm like, okay. Real loud, like bellowed over everyone else. And Randy's just like, I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
Did
he call you a fat fuck, too, or something like that?
Something ridiculous, yeah. It was a touching moment.
It's funny, you always call Carlito's apple and that little bastard kid, like 10-year-old, ripped it out of your hand.
I know.
Still, we have that on DVD still.
It's too soon, Jason. Too soon.
Anyway, moving on. Goddamn. Your tag team title match between the Primetime Players and New Day Rocks.
New Day
Rocks.
New Day Sucks.
Who the hell's Brian Alvarez?
Brian Alvarez?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know who the fuck Brian Alvarez is.
But you're better at radio than him.
Yeah. Hubbard kept the sound of... Oh, what sound effect did I keep? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that one. I don't know.
Mark Jones had an orgasm for this match because there was so much on black action.
I know. Apparently the referee, his wallet was missing after the match.
He hasn't seen that much action since House Party 2.
Oh my god.
Where was Crime Time in this?
Maybe we could get a return from Doom too. I mean, Harlem Heat maybe? I'm just waiting for the comment.
Just waiting for it to put somewhere and they're like, fuck you, Adrian. Adrian Masters, the new member of the KKK.
I'm sorry,
PW
Mark.
Pop.
I was told those things to say by Kyle Robinson and I apologize.
There you go, the Grand Poobah. Wrestling Observer live radio host, and you kept the broken glass battlegrounds. Okay.
What battleground?
Oh. Battleground.
You got to do it again. You just said it.
The battleground. Oh, damn.
Battlefield.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, my gosh. Would you stop shitting over there?
I can't help it. I'm not doing it as much now, at least.
Thank God. Anyway, moving on. Jesus Christ. If you're still listening to the show.
We apologize. This has gone a bit afield tonight. Heath, get away from that horse.
Dude, that is so weird.
This isn't South Florida.
Oh, my God.
Wow. This whole show went south.
If you're still in the chat room and you're listening, thank you. If you're listening to this on the download and haven't turned us off yet,
we thank you as well.
All right. So, solid tag team match here between these two up-and-coming tag teams filled with some great up-and-comers.
Battleground.
Oh, shit.
Anyways.
I did not read. Oh, God.
Oh, okay, God. Breathe there. Breathe.
Mark Jones!
This is a college show. You need to hold up. You guys are fucking great. Thanks, beanbags. Appreciate it.
Dropping more drops than 2 Australians on a Friday morning tonight, huh?
Oh, God. Anyway, I did not realize that fucking Darren Young and Titus O'Neil have
been... gay?
Well,
we're black?
What?
Yes, I didn't realize they were black.
Well, I mean... Did you just think they're really tan? I mean,
oh my God!
This just in, because our fans want to know. We've been sent a question, Heath, and
oh
it's
my.
Actually directed to you. Whoa. Let me get it pulled up here. Hold on, 1 second.
Oh God.
Okay, question for the album: does Jason Heath charge Darren Young at the glory hole when he shows up with the tag team title? Go.
We need an answer.
I wonder who gave you that question. Yeah, that's my response.
So
crickets.
Yes, he does.
Okay, good. God damn it, Greg, do you have the same fucking sound effect going? Stop it.
Sorry, okay.
Anyway.
So anyway, back to this black on black violence.
It's always black on black. Anyway. What? Yeah, you're, we
That's
lost
you.
Your mic came unplugged. What was that, Adrian?
Oh, God, we're in Ferguson now.
We're in Ferguson.
I heard they had a reference to that in TED 2. Adrian's having technical difficulties.
Better? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Yeah, they did.
Are you going to elaborate?
No.
Okay, good.
Go see the movie.
So anyway, I did not realize until the beginning of the match that they have been around for 5 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Adrian's like, hey, think about it. It's been 5 years since the Nexus. I'm like, no, oh my God, it has. It's fucking crazy, man. Time fucking flies.
Yeah.
Moving on to the, or no, back to the black on black match.
Okay.
On black.
Okay.
On black.
On black.
On black.
No, that was it. There's only 5 of them.
Was the referee black?
No, it was not.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually not sure who the referee was for this match.
Yeah, it's not important. They're not the stars.
True.
I mean, hell, if the commentators aren't the stars, the referees surely aren't.
Yep.
Well, as someone who actually called that match live, I have to say, really, very impressed. Very impressed with the primetime players. Impressed with Titus O'Neil. For me, all the years we've been watching him, this might have been his best match ever. Dare I say.
I was really impressed by the primetime players. they really stepped it up tonight.
I thought this wasn't as good as their last match, though.
Really?
I think their match at...
Huh.
What was the last pay-per-view?
Money?
Was it Money in the Bank? I think it was, yeah. I think that's actually right. Yeah, and I think that match was a little bit better than this one. This match was still pretty good, though. I mean, I'm not going to...
No, I'm thinking with that, with what you're saying. I think it was probably... I didn't pay as much attention to how good the match could it be because I didn't have an expectation of it being good at all. So I'm going to have to rewatch that then.
I think both these teams actually stepped it up pretty good tonight. Which for, like we've been talking about all night, with it being a minor pay-per-view for them to really step it up, I was impressed by all these guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Titus was dominant in some of his moves, as he should be with the size he is.
Yeah,
of course.
Titus looks like he should be a brawler. I mean, he just has that physique.
He's Cesaro without the ability. I mean, because he's got the physicality and that long tendon strength. Has been stated in some other shows this week. He's got that physical nature, not of like a Big E.
He looks like a physical freak of nature.
What I guarantee I know what's holding him back.
Practice.
He's black.
I was gonna say gay people, but
anyway,
equally offensive.
It is. You are winners, still tag team champions.
Millions of dollars.
Making moves, making millions of dollars. I still love their music.
Oh yeah,
it's one of my favorite themes right now.
Yeah,
still. Did you guys watch Monday Night Raw? Well, I know you did.
I was here.
Were you here?
Yeah.
Oh, you were here. That's right. I fucking forget.
Yeah.
So is Mark Henry a face now?
It's sad that you remember Heath was here and not me.
He's almost always here. Because we had chili dogs, and I was concerned that he was going to poop
himself. I
guess
he was teaming with them, so.
Well, I mean, he even did the millions of dollars dance.
Yeah, he did do the millions of dollars dance, and that was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
So, I don't know. I just thought that was funny, personally.
It was.
So, moving on to the match I actually thought was going to be really fucking good.
And it lived up to it.
Roman Reigns against Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, this was a physical match.
I got to get a drink. I'll be right back.
Okay. I mean, Greg, you called this match. I mean, it was a super physical match. Am I not wrong?
Oh, yeah. Great match, and their chemistry is excellent. They really can work well with each other. They're replaying it right now, and I'm enjoying it like I did just a few hours ago. Really just good chemistry between each other versus where we saw, I feel, Roman Reigns and Randy Orton did not mesh well.
Hmm.
But this was great.
I can agree. I see what you're saying there, and I agree with that.
Not bad. They something didn't flow, but this one they really worked well with each other.
Yeah, their styles complemented each other very well, and it definitely showed, and you could tell that this was a well put together match.
Oh yeah.
I'm back.
I really enjoyed it.
The build up, I think, to this was really good.
Oh yeah.
God,
it actually made you. It made Roman Reigns get more invested in a feud for once, which I thought was nice. And it actually Bray Wyatt looked fairly dominant.
Are they done? Was this the pain? Well, hold on, we're not quite there yet. Anyway, back to the actual match itself. Lots of back and forth.
Yeah.
Wasn't really sure how it was going to finish up. Really didn't. I'm like.
Yeah, because, I mean, they were matching move for move, but nobody was wanting to give.
And can we make a comment about that forearm shiver got delivered to Roman Reigns?
God.
Maroni got taken out.
I think my favorite spot just looked brutal was whenever Roman was going for the drive-by dropkick and Wyatt just clotheslines the hell out of him there.
That looked like it hurt. That'll fucking...
That'd leave a mark.
Yeah, well.
That was good. And then eventually when he did connect with the double drop kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, dare I say, Bray Wyatt is back?
Oh, yeah.
And he won. And he won the match.
He did.
I mean, sorry to jump ahead. We brought up that, when was the last time you saw him really win?
He beat Ryback at whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back again, hang on now.
You're coming. You're coming.
Am I there?
I need to replace that cable.
Okay, can you hear me again?
I can hear you. Your winner, due to a little extra help.
Yes, indeed.
Bray Wyatt. This is a good one, too. I really like this one, too.
This is up there for me right now, yeah.
Mean extra help?
Do I?
Who was that?
Oh, yeah, so... I thought, and this match sucked for me personally, and I'll tell you why. I've got both Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns on my roster, so I'm like,
for the purposes of the bet.
So I'm like, fuck me, the best I can get out of this is 2 points. And then I see Roman Reigns start throwing chairs in the ring. I'm like, oh, fuck, no. I'm like, this is going to end in a fucking disqualification, and I'm going to get no points out of this. I need at least the 2 points. Well, and then all of a sudden you see a figure in a dark hoodie just kicked the living shit out of Roman Reigns for the win and threw him back in. So Bray Wyatt can hit the Sister Abigail for the win. That person was CM Punk, right?
No, it was not.
I thought it was.
It was Luke Harper.
Yes.
Unsurprising, really. I mean, that's...
What's Luke Harper going to do with Eric Rowan out?
Well, he doesn't really have much else.
No.
It looks like they're putting the shades together to get the family back together.
Yeah.
But Luke Harper, he can go solo, as he's already proven, holding the IC title. Ugh. And before it's Brody Lee, he's always been a singles guy.
I don't know, man. I don't think that Harper and Rowan did well on their own.
If they were given more time, I thought they could have, though. They had all the potential.
I think Harper was doing all right on his own. I don't think Rowan was doing well on his own.
Oh, Rowan was fucking drowning. Harper, I didn't think, was doing great.
His matches were... But he was on Raw every week.
Yeah, but to me, it just didn't seem right. It went back to the whole, like, how I felt about the Wyatts to begin with. Where I'm like, okay, this doesn't make any sense. I understand having Harper and Rowan, you know, brainwashed by Bray Wyatt and their backwoods, you know, rednecks, whatever. I understand that. But when you break him off and he's still the same person, that's why I kind of have issues.
There was no need to break him up.
They broke him up prematurely, and Harper was able to stay kind of afloat. He didn't really go up. He didn't go down. He kind of stayed where he was at. Rowan started to sink hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't working with that George Animal Steel kind of stupid smart guy gimmick.
No. So, but thankfully, you know, it looks like they might be putting the family back together. So I'd be kind of happy about that. Next up's the Shield, right?
No.
No? Damn.
Oh, and I'm sorry. I just saw that DDT again from Bray Wyatt to Reigns on the apron. Oh, my God.
Second best DDT of the night.
That was, yeah.
There was a couple of them, that too.
Dude, we're going to talk about one that I thought... How the man delivered this and the recipient didn't get hurt is beyond me.
It's knowing what you're doing, being good at your trade. And, I mean, he is both.
Yeah.
But anyway.
We digress.
I digress.
Moving on.
Okay, Taz.
Next up is the triple threat match, the Divas match, with the holy shit moment of the week, with the girls from NXT showing up. You had Charlotte. You had Sasha, and you had brain fart.
Brie Bella.
No, not Brie Bella. Who the fuck's the other one that showed up?
Becky Lynch.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the NXT.
If you were following along with the show, you'd understand this. Goddamn! Quit looking at Disney porn over there, you sick fucker. Anyway.
What?
I know many analysis.
Hey, Ted Turner's WCW is in the chat.
Hey, bulk cup to him.
I have a feeling I know who that is.
I actually know who that is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it the Rodfather?
No.
Oh. Really?
Nope.
Oh, that's who I thought it was. Who the fuck is it?
I'm not going to ruin the surprise.
Who is it?
I can't tell you.
Oh, shit. Turn down the wrong mic. Okay, now who is it? God damn it.
Oh, you turn my mic down?
Yeah, I turned your mic down. That's done. Okay. Oh, I know who it is now. Oh, yeah, because he's not there anymore. Okay. Anyway, Monday Night on Raw, the Becky Lynch, Sasha, and Charlotte show up.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think the Bellas are shaking a little bit?
I would hope so.
It depends on maybe in the ring, but outside the ring, they're still, you know.
Oh, they're still gold. I understand that. They're stars of Total Divas. But... I don't know. I even enjoyed the shit out of it Monday night. I thought it was cool as fuck when they showed up. Apparently, Ric Flair, there's a video going around, and Ric Flair is awfully emotional with Charlotte's debut on Raw.
No.
Yeah. Ric Flair emotional?
Yeah.
No. No.
Woo.
The man cries when he woos. I mean, woo.
He wooed all the way to Battleground. That wasn't the sound for Battleground.
Oh. Battleground.
Oh, God. Anyway, so we have a triple threat match announced. I don't think they actually announced all the participants in this match prior to the event.
No, they will let each team.
Each faction. So it's like back in the day with the a Nation of Domination, Los Barriquas, and the Disciples of Apocalypse, right?
Yes.
Only chicks.
With, only with women, yeah.
So you had the black chicks together, who Mark Jones like, yeah, go black chicks. And then you had the...
we can make out in the Samoan chick as a black chick.
Yeah, close enough. Why not? Close enough. And you have the British chick with someone that's completely not British at all. And we'll call Becky Lynch British.
Wow. We'll call it British, okay.
Against the Bella, and a fox. Can someone explain to me why fucking Alicia Fox is in with the Bellas? I can't figure it out.
It's a total diva thing.
Drag her down.
I just...
But she is someone who could face Charlotte and kind of test her ability a little, because she can go.
That is true.
Yeah, so Alicia Fox is...
Yeah.
Not terrible.
She's not good.
Alicia Fox?
She's actually pretty decent.
Oh, when they, I was saying this on the commentary, when they gave her her little push for that 2 weeks, the Kofi Kingston 2 week push, she was great when she was crazy. Grabbed the beer, JBL's hat, whooped women in the ring. She can do it. And against Charlotte, I think we could see some quietly incredible matches.
Who was the other? Because fucking Alicia Fox went crazy, and who was the guy that went crazy?
Kofi Kingston?
No! There was someone right around the same time that was basically... Like, speak it out. I can't remember who it was now. You remember who I'm talking about, right?
I remember, but it was a year ago, so
Yeah, it was right around the same time as fucking Alicia Fox, and we're like, what the fuck, are they going to have a crazy stable?
Yeah, it seemed like it.
So anyway, so for Team Black Chick, we had Sasha. For Team British People, we had Charlotte. And for Team Bella, we had Nikki Bella.
Brie.
Started out with Nikki.
Oh, yeah.
And then she was like, fuck this shit. And then she
had Brie
convinced
Brie
to do it. So what do you think about this match, Adrian? How long did this match go for?
This match went 11 and a half minutes.
That's longer than the last 15 Divas matches combined.
Did you look it up? Oh, yeah. No, never mind.
Yes, I looked it up. Wow. It wasn't Bo Dallas, Kevin. I mean, Ted Turner.
You know what? I'm going to do a quick bit of research here, Jace.
Okay. When was the last time a Divas match on pay-per-view went that long?
Yes, and not count NXT TakeOver specials.
Okay. So anyway, Jedi is right. Sasha has the best crotch shot in the... What? Okay. I don't know that, but... I thought we almost got to see Charlotte's cooter once, twice. Wouldn't mind seeing that.
Let's see cooter.
But anyway, what'd you think of this match, Greg? You were calling it.
Honestly, I mean, I'm excited for the new blood coming in. Looking at the Bella twins, I would... during the match, you know, oh, look, wow, double bulldog. Oh, look, wow. This is basic shit they should have already excelled at years ago. We know why they're there. I mean, if you're serious about the business, you don't enhance certain parts of your body if you're going to get beat up. I'm excited to see Charlotte hopefully fighting at SummerSlam to take that Divas title and make something out of it and invigorate it. And then with some of the talent that's on the roster, push them down to NXT, have them work with them. But overall, the match was... It was pretty good. I mean, the parts we knew were exciting were who was in the ring the most. And who was in the ring the most? Charlotte and Sasha Banks.
No big surprise there.
Yeah.
And tell me, were they not, like, stupid over here in St. Louis?
Well, they were good. I mean, that's the thing. They're good. They're must-see matches. They wrestle. And so, yeah, guys want to see exciting. You look at the Bellas, and it's like, you know, meh.
No, I get pretty excited when I see Nikki Bella in the ring.
Yeah, I mean, they're easy on the eyes in that regard.
Yeah, that's why I like seeing them.
But putting together a match...
Oh, I could care less about that. Who cares about that?
He just wants to see
Nikki
boobs,
Bella's
ass. That's what he wants.
It wasn't long ago AJ was getting chance for her in matches she wasn't even in.
You aren't right.
So hopefully we'll get that back again. A little respect level brought to that division. And Charlotte can do it. Becky Lynch can do it. Paige needs to learn a little off of this too, I think. Something happened with Paige. She's off course, I think.
Total divas.
And everything else, yeah. They've got her doing anything other than working in the ring. So, and it shows when she wrestles, I think.
Yeah, total divas, not to mention every Tuesday night she's doing Tough Enough for now. And I think you're right. I think they just need to... Is it me or is she not just like a total bitch on that show?
Yeah, little cunty cunt, yeah.
Yeah. Did Greg just say cunt?
Yeah, I did. When appropriate.
He said cunt to cunt.
I don't think he cusses on his show much, and then he comes on our show, and he just get that filth. You kiss your mother with that mouth?
Look here, motherfucker.
I need to. I'm going to find that. I'm going to make that a fucking sound clip, and I'm just going to use that on our show. Look here, motherfucker.
Look here, motherfucker. It's 12:13. I can talk now. It's after midnight, so.
PW Pop After Dark.
That's right.
But no, Greg, me and you are the only one. Adrian doesn't watch it. Heath doesn't watch it. We're the only ones to watch Tough Enough. So
I couldn't get into it. I'm sorry. It's just
I don't really love it, but
my guy's in it. I am watching every week and voting.
Who's your guy?
Patrick Clark, local guy, MCW, good people, got it in the mind, got it in the heart. He's good for business.
I don't
truly
like him.
He is.
I don't like him.
That's your opinion, and it's wrong.
I'm
Oh, I'm sorry.
I agree with Greg on this.
Oh.
I'm Team Tanner. I like Tanner.
Oh, are you now?
Yes, I like Tanner.
Oh, okay.
He looks like Seth
like
Rollins.
Neutered men, okay.
Neutered men, whatever.
Okay, I hate to ask this question, but should I count the Survivor Series 4-on-4 women's match?
No.
Okay, no. Then I got to keep going still.
Oh, my God. You still haven't found one that went longer than 11 minutes?
No.
And you're at Survivor Series of last year?
Yep.
Holy shit.
I'll let you know when I find it.
There was a match with Mola and Mae Young. it might go back to that.
You might be going back to Lita Trish.
You know, yeah, you might.
You might be going that far back, Adrian.
We came close. This match was 10 seconds longer than a match we've had earlier this year.
Oh, what was that match?
The Paige versus Nikki Bella from the last pay-per-view.
Oh, Money in the Bank?
Yeah.
Ah.
I would think a Paige AJ match would have gone 15.
No.
Damn.
AJ defeated Paige Nikki Bella by submission 8 minutes, 45 seconds. This was at Snyder Champions. Still going.
Wow. Okay. Anyway. No, just not a big Patrick fan. I mean, he's too goody-goody.
I understand.
Oh, goddamn it.
And I don't know, just something about him.
Do you like the Pharaoh?
Oh, I can't fucking stand him. I can't wait for him to go.
Chewy chop, chop.
I fucking hate.
I pick things up and I put them down.
There's so many of them, I just don't care. What is up with, and I know we're taking time out here, because I want Adrian to find this answer here.
I'm still waiting.
And we're killing time here while he does this.
Battleground last year, still haven't found it.
Oh, where what?
Battleground of last year.
Ooh.
Greg.
Yes.
Adrian, what pay-per-view are we at?
Battleground for the third time.
Oh, damn. Damn.
Anyway. I don't know if anyone in the chat room watches Tough Enough. It is kind of hard to get into because it's not like the old school MTV Tough Enough or even the one with Austin. I'm not a big fan of this one, but I'm watching it for research purposes.
Let me rephrase. I plan on watching it once it's available all at once. I can just watch it in like one sitting.
Oh, okay. But what is up with everyone shitting on Sarah Lee?
I don't understand that. Yeah.
She's cute as fuck too, man.
I don't know.
Oh, dude, if you saw, like, she doesn't have, like, massive titties, so she's, like, totally not someone that I would be, like, all over. But, Jesus Christ, something
what
about
is her name?
She, Sarah Lee. Tough Enough.
With or without an H?
With an H, right?
No, I think it's just, like, the food.
I don't know. Anyway, she is cute as fuck, man.
All right, let's see. Sarah Lee, Tough Enough. Yeah, it's without an H.
Okay.
All right, let's take a look here.
She looks yummy too, Mark. Let me tell you.
Bringing up the Tough Enough website.
Where are you at, Adrian?
WrestleMania 30.
WrestleMania 30.
Oh, shit.
It's no on that one too.
What was? Help me out with 30. What was 30?
That was AJ Lee defends her title in the Battle Royal, and that was over in 6.5 minutes.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Wow, it's Sarah Lee, chopping wood.
I told you she's hot. She's cute.
She can chop my wood any day.
Exactly. Post a picture. Do you know how to copy the do?
No, this is like her in, her video that she sent in.
Oh,
I mean that's the very first thing that they have.
Mark Jones, you need to find a picture of her and post it in the chat.
Yeah,
I mean, but anyway, I liked like this week they were learning how to cut promos and stuff like that, and she got up in Paige's face finally, and kudos to her for doing that. I was impressed.
Well, it's about time she was set. I mean, my God,
huh?
About time she was set.
You don't even watch the fucking show. Shut up.
I know.
Pushing her. Definitely been pushing her towards more aggression.
All right. Still not counting Survivor Series matches, correct?
No.
What match was this? Another Divas Elimination match?
Yeah.
No.
Those are the only two matches so far I've found with Divas in it that have gone longer than 11 and a half minutes.
You're at Survivor Series 13?
Yeah.
What was that match?
I didn't even stop.
Okay, then never mind. Moving on. Are you glad that the Gabby or was it who went home this week? It was the one chick that no one liked.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Right now I forget.
You guys could just move on while I'm doing this.
Yeah, one? Huh?
Isn't it the fake one?
It was the fake one that wasn't the Brazilian one.
Yeah, I'm better than everyone. I actually don't care that I lost right now. I'm fine with that. Get out of here.
And they were like, wait, what? You don't care that you lost?
No, actually, I don't.
Oh, whatever. I'm glad she's
exactly.
gone.
I was like,
it's not going to let you click on it.
Oh, there. No, you can click on it, and that's her. And tell me she's not cute as shit.
Nice. She does look pretty nice.
I don't,
she's 22, 5'6", 125 pounds. And, from Hope, Michigan.
And you get them all, like, because they're all out there for the live part of the show. And they're she's all dialed. Oh, my God. Boing. Boner alert. What the fuck? Mark Jones sent me something. What the fuck did he send me? God damn it, Mark. I'm in the middle of a show here. Can't you keep it professional? Just
knowing
once.
Him, it could be anything.
Well, he sent it via Skype, and I don't understand how to fucking get shit from Skype here. Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's see.
Anyway, did we even say who was the winner of the Divas match?
No, I haven't got there.
My God, I love Charlotte's. Figure four, though. The figure eight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I will say that.
Yeah,
my
definitely.
God.
What a win.
Your winner.
Charlotte.
Flair.
Woo!
Excellent stuff.
With the figure eight.
Yes.
Okay, so I downloaded a file. Let's see what this is in a minute. Moving on.
So the next match up for the night. We have the United States title
match. Look at Heath on the ball with this shit.
Nice.
Damn straight.
Damn.
This is probably best match of the show.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, man.
I was wondering. It's like, oh.
Let me. I don't think this match was as good as their last match. And I think the Roman Reigns White match was. I was more entertained by that match.
Really?
I mean,
all right, guys, thank you very much. Yeah, shocked, confused, indeed. I have been able to track this man down after what we just witnessed. And Kevin Nash, I have to point blank ask you, what the hell was that?
I mean, number one, what kind of language is that? I mean, do you kiss your mother with that mouth?
It's ridiculous. No, I don't kiss my mother with this mouth.
Well, I kiss your mother with this mouth.
Hey-o!
She says I'm wonderful.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh my God, thank you, Mark Jones. Holy shit, that was great.
In reference to his post that he had earlier in the chat.
Oh, Mark, that was great. That was so
beautiful, man. Beautiful.
That was awesome. Anyway. Where are you?
You don't want to know.
Oh my God.
How far back are you?
I've been 2012.
Oh, you still haven't found a Divas match on a pay per view that's gone longer than
Wait a minute. Okay, this is 2015. You're 3 years back?
Yes.
God.
How long did this match go, Greg?
The official on Wikipedia says 11 minutes and 26 seconds.
Yeah.
And you're in 2012, and you haven't found a Divas match go more than 11 minutes and 26 seconds?
No.
Wow.
Good God.
I can't believe I'm going to say these words. Can't wait till Vince dies. Or steps away. Oh, oh, you had a look. You had a look on your face.
I retract that statement. Or
no,
no, okay.
Oh.
Anyway, Kevin Owens, John Cena for the United States Championship. I really thought this was going to be the night.
So did I. I was thinking, good God, we're going to see the U.S. title change hands to Kevin Owens.
Well, damn Canadian.
Yeah, a Canadian holding the U.S. title. It's almost as good as a Bulgarian holding it, too. I just want to... So you didn't think this was as good as the first one?
I did not. Well, it was about as good as the first one. I think their second match, which was better, wasn't as good as that one.
See, I thought this was match of the night.
I disagree. But it was a really good match. I'm not saying it was a bad match in the slightest. Let me rephrase it. It was.
Okay.
I'm not even saying it was a great match. I liked the Roman Reigns Bray Wyatt match better.
Let me ask you guys this.
Because I thought that match told a better story.
So, you all watched Raw, right, Greg?
Oh, yeah.
What did you three think of the triple threat match on Raw Monday with Rusev, Cesaro, and KO?
It wasn't much of a triple threat.
Well, I understand it wasn't much of one, but it was one technically.
So the Cesaro-Rusev match was amazing.
The Cesaro-Rusev portion of it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you say match of the year?
I don't know, man.
Match of the year where people didn't expect that, maybe.
I think Cena Cesaro the week before was better.
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
That was good.
I mean, I'm sorry. It says anytime that you get Cesaro in the ring, good God. Why are they not pushing him? Damn it.
Quick. The suplex where he held Cena and then starts squatting while holding Cena. Remember that?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that was impressive.
A little bit more. That's what he's about, and he's the man.
I just can't get it. I mean, why are they not pushing him?
Lord only knows.
I mean, the crowd loves him. He delivers every time that he's in the ring. I mean, especially, you know, whenever he's doing, you know, the whole swing. I mean, everybody's there counting with them.
Is it safe to assume that John Cena, and I can't believe I'm going to utter these words,
could be
Superstar of the Year?
Yes.
There's not even an argument at this point.
And I know that we've all had kind of our little discussion about PWI and whether or not it's relevant anymore. Do you think he maybe might pull out number one this year?
No, I don't think so.
Really? You don't think he'll?
Seth Rollins, number one. No problem. No questions asked.
Oh, because he beat Brock Lesnar.
He won the Money in the Bank briefcase, and as soon as after he won that, he was dominant after that for most of last year. Then he beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, got the world title, and has had it ever since. I don't see how you can go against that.
The period? Doesn't it go from like June to June?
I think it's July to July.
Okay. All right. Or July to June or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. Then I can't really argue with that a whole lot. But, I mean, Cena, Superstar of the Year. I mean, I look at the
Cena.
Can you think of the last time you weren't entertained in a Cena match?
The Kane match he had, maybe?
That's about it.
The Beast in the East, yeah, that wasn't good.
I didn't watch it. Well,
the tag team match, that was.
See, I didn't even think of that. But that's just. How far back are you now? 2011?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'll let you know if I find something.
Okay.
It's an ongoing research here.
Good, good, good. Beanbags thought it was a Rusev breakout party on Raw Monday.
It was. Rusev looked amazing.
Oh, God.
New look Rusev. He now wears shoes.
Yes.
Yes.
Apparently he ditched Lana and got to buy shoes.
Oh, okay. So Lana kept him from buying shoes.
Got it.
I need new boobs. You don't get shoes.
Yes.
Okay, good. Anyway. Other than that, the Beast in the East and the Kane match, I can't think. I mean, since he was doing the U.S. title open challenges, I can't think of one that really I'm like, okay, this sucks.
Probably not going to find it for a while here.
And jumping back one second.
I'm in Kelly's title reign right now.
Oh, my God.
The PWF 500 right now, I mean, you look at, this is a tough one for him. You've got Cena, you've got Kevin Steen, you've got Brock, and you've got Rollins, at least. Any of those four could take that spot, I think, as number one.
Yeah.
That's tough this year. This is a tough year. You've got a lot of talent that got that was allowed to step up and got pushed to that top.
I think we're going
to buy it. I have the one from last year still.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, I think we should all place a bet on who we think made the biggest jump.
Okay. Greg, we'll do that soon. Greg, we'll try to have you on. If not, I'll just get your response.
Yeah, but whenever we review the PW5, whenever we do our PWI 500, we want to have you on for that. That way we can talk it over with you.
Yeah, I've been doing reading that since, God, mid-80s.
Oh, I know. Early 90s for me.
Yeah, that was the Bible. God, those covers are classic.
Oh, God, anyway. Yes.
I digress.
Yes. Mark Jones and Cena's had the best matches of the year so far.
I will definitely agree with that.
I don't. I guess you're number 13 for Cena, and he really lights it up.
I just think it's the people he's working with, man.
Better talent.
It's the best group of talent he's had to work with.
Yeah,
pretty much ever.
I mean, the best like standout match I can think of before like this year was him and Punk.
Yeah.
Can you guys argue that one?
Some of his matches with Edge were really good.
Daniel Bryan, Cena.
That match was really good, too.
That was pretty good. But, I mean, other than that, so far this year, it's been Cena this, Cena that, Cena this, Cena that.
Yeah.
And I can't really argue it.
He's done everything you want. He brought prestige back to a title. He's making guys. Everyone's getting a chance. From Sami Zayn to Ambrose to Cesaro to everyone. I mean, he's making everyone. He's not saying, no, I don't want to fight him, brother. No, there's none of that. I want to wrestle. Let's do it. Sure, I'll do a Canadian Destroyer. Sure.
Yeah.
Let's throw that in there. What? Are you kidding me? A Canadian Destroyer? You know who you can thank for that.
Petey Williams?
Well, yeah, I guess, yeah, in a way. Little Papa Pump.
Let me go back to Stone Cold's podcast, though.
Okay.
It doesn't mean anything if it doesn't get the job done. Because it was Paul Heyman asked Stone Cold what he thought about John Cena's springboard stunner. And he's like, I don't care. It doesn't get the job done. I don't care. So the Canadian Destroyer doesn't get the job done. Don't care. Does it look cool? Yeah, but don't get the job done. Don't do it.
The only counter argument I had to that is, though, you're showing some of those internet indie fans, the keyboard warriors, that Cena can do a lot more. It's just, look what he's been working with. You got a shame that you got this, you got that. You don't expect him to do anything else. So that's where you get the quote-unquote five moves of doom. But he's trying to show, and that's a Kevin Steen sit-down and saying, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, let's practice this. To get him over and show that he is that damn versatile.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, your winner, still U.S. champion. The master of the five-knuckle shuffle. John Cena. I really thought this was going to be the match, too, that he lost it.
I did, too.
We all did. If had we done a show last week,
I think we crossed the board would have picked Kevin Owens to win.
Heath?
I really thought Kevin was going to win.
Adrian?
I really did.
I dropped Cena last week because I thought he was going to win.
I thought KO was going to win. What about you, Greg? What was your pick?
I was going to say Kevin Owens, or he hurts Cena. He hurts him bad, and this feud goes to SummerSlam. And so now that it doesn't, maybe it will, but tomorrow night's pivotal. What's going to happen now?
I was talking that the other DDT of the night was delivered by Kevin Owens on John Cena. That looked brutal. That looked like it was going to be some bad news. But watching the replay, I still don't understand how the hell that happened.
Completely protected. He held on to Cena's head tight.
It was good.
Yeah.
Got a lot of respect for KO.
Yes.
So good job on that. Damn, I love a woman that can kick my ass.
Mr. Wrestling.
You want me to tell you something that's going to make you cringe, Jason?
What?
What?
This has been the longest Divas match since Shawn Michaels was retired.
Oh, wow.
You're in 2010?
Yep, about WrestleMania in 2010.
Oh, my God.
Still waiting to find it.
Cena did a Hurricane Rana on Punk a few years ago. What the fuck do people want? I don't know. That's totally not how you spell a Hurricane Rana.
It's called Frankensteiner?
Yes. And then B-Max wants to know, does anyone actually know a keyboard warrior? And Mark Jones says, I do. Known him for years, B-Max. And it's fucking, I'm fucking embarrassed by him.
Yeah, I know a few as well.
If I don't like something, I'll just shit on it on the air. See, I'm not a keyboard warrior. I would tell Vince to his face, fuck you, this match sucked. One sucks. I would just say, if I didn't like something, I would say it.
Look here, twat-sickle.
Twat-sickle.
Nice.
I'd like to get you drunk.
Oh, we have to have one of those shows.
It would be kind of
It
would be kind of difficult only for us, and the only reason why is because Adrian and Heath would have to drive home.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's problematic. Yeah,
yeah, they have to drive home, and we do this so late. And
yep,
I'm not saying it's never going to happen. We're going to figure out a time. The fuck was that?
That was a whip being cracked.
Okay, good. All right, on to our main event of the evening. No, we forgot this. So the Intercontinental title match gets canceled because Ryback has a staph infection. Good job, doctors, for successfully diagnosing a staph infection. Even though apparently you can't do it for CM Punk.
I'm pretty sure that was Ryback taking a shot at CM Punk whenever he sent that tweet out.
It could have been. I don't know.
Someone, it would be the first time he has.
Someone spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
Oh, God. I might be giving up on this here soon.
Why are we talking about Carlito?
I don't know.
I don't know. Mark Jones, I'm lost here, buddy.
Oh, Mark Jones! There you go.
At Battleground.
Hang on. We got Mickey James as champion. We might be getting close to something here.
I was going to say... We're starting to get into matches that were good.
Are we at 08? 09?
09.
Oh, God.
Oh, my. coming back.
We're at 2009 and haven't had a Divas match go more than 11 minutes.
11 minutes, 26 seconds.
That was not a Survivor Series Divas match.
There was one match that came within 10 seconds of it, but that's it.
Oh, God. It's going to end up being like Mount Fuji versus Hollywood and Vine.
That match was canceled because Ryback has a staph infection. So out comes Miz. And Miz starts flapping his jaws. You should just give me the title or I'm going to take it. Just like Los Angeles is going to take your Rams. You know, Miz, that's all you got. The general rule, general feeling around St. Louis is...
Please take him back.
We don't fucking care. We haven't had a winning season in, 12 fucking years?
About that long, yeah.
We don't care. Take him back. Good job, Miz. But then out comes Big Show.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Is that her, too?
Yeah.
Holy shit. She's cute as fuck. Anyway. out comes Big Show. He's like, oh, yeah, we should go beat up Ryback together and blah, blah, blah. And Big Show just knocks him out and then leaves. So is Big Show face again?
I have no idea. Who keeps track of these things?
Face, heel, hey, whatever works for him, you know?
Now, we're moving on to the main event of the evening with Seth Rollins against Brock Lesnar. Now, I don't know how good this match really was because, like Adrian had pointed out earlier, our feed kept cutting out.
So, Greg, fill us in on this.
Well, you know, I've been saying it that I feel... I've been watching Tyler Black wrestle for a long while. I feel he is a new-age Shawn Michaels right now. He sells his ass off. He's a true athlete. Size, everything, speed, all that good stuff. It was a good match. I mean, it was pretty dominant by Brock. He tried to deny the German suplexes, but got overpowered. Ended up probably maybe in a 10 to 11 range by the time it was done. It was good. It was good. He tried to run away from Brock several times. One of them had Brock leaping over the barricade to get him. And clearing it, insane, and then pulling Seth Rollins back to the ring. Great back and forth, but we all know something happened in that match at a point where he took an F5 after fighting out of it several times. I mean, it was a lot of get over here kind of
stuff.
Pretty
much, yeah.
Yeah.
Finding his way out of and coming out with a combo breaker. But at the end, the F5 was delivered to Seth Rollins. Something happened.
Dong.
Doom. Oh, yeah, that was kind of a cue.
Sorry, didn't have it ready.
Oh.
Okay. And then something happened.
I don't think that was it.
That wasn't quite
I don't think that was it either.
No, that's not it.
That's what happened. And our good old St. Louis crowd marked the fuck out.
Yeah, they did.
So, let's look at this. We have Survivor Series back in November.
Yes.
Sting shows up. We have Battleground.
That works?
We have that in town, and Undertaker shows up for that one. So anyway, Undertaker shows up because they've been mocking the Undertaker lately on Raw. And by they, I mean Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
Shows up and pretty much hands Brock Lesnar's ass on a silver platter.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
No.
Not at all.
You are not wrong at all.
Oh, my God.
And is it me or is Undertaker looking in really good shape?
Yeah.
He's
looking good. Yeah, exactly, considering. But yeah, he's looking pretty good.
I can't believe he might actually wrestle two matches in a year.
It's crazy.
It is.
It's ludicrous.
But it's set up, going to set up Brock Lesnar and Undertaker at SummerSlam, which I'm okay with. So as Beanbags put it, the worst finish. No finish for the main event.
Well, let me interject. Did you guys see all the end?
What about it?
Well, here's the thing, in the sense of he laid out Brock. No, he sold everything about this interaction. His facials, he looked so furious.
Oh, Brock?
Brock.
Oh, Undertaker.
Yes. Oh, my God. I've been watching him. I've been watching Undertaker since me, Mark Callis, since The Punisher. I've never seen him really, like, almost showing a true, like, I'm going to kill this son of a bitch kind of anger. It was incredible, especially considering it's against Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and look how long it took, though. What, over a year for him to come back and want his redemption for that loss.
Yeah, you are right.
But was it about that, or was it about Brock injuring Kane?
Is it about Undertaker taking away Brock's chance at something he wants, that title?
It could be.
I don't know. I just know it.
But here's my thing. Why do you have to sacrifice the world title match to build that match?
What else does Brock want?
Well, I'm just saying, though, man. Don't
think it means something.
Give us, I mean.
Well, now what do we get, though? If that's put to the side, who is Seth Rollins' next opponent or opportunity?
Hold on. You have to pardon me. This one's a little out of date, but
Sierra Hotel, India, Echo, Lima, Delta, Shield.
This gentleman right here.
Well, is it though? I mean, he just lost to Bray Wyatt.
I don't think so. He's got a feud with Luke Harper coming up now. He's going to go through some.
I think he's got the Wyatt family in hold against him.
I don't know, man. It could be one of those little quick, like, boom, boom. Okay, moving on. Who else is he going to fight? Who can Seth Rollins fight against?
That is the question right
That's
now.
That's not Sheamus.
I don't know the answer to that.
We can't go back to Ambrose. We've already been through that. It's got to be someone else. Someone new. But it all depends on tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know what to say to that, actually, right now. I don't know.
Are we seeing a triple threat match?
What if?
That would alleviate the Undertaker's work.
Maybe. What if this happens?
I don't think so. I could be wrong, but
just what if, you know? What if he's like, you know what, Cena? I decided I don't want that U.S. title anymore. Rollins, I'm coming for you. I don't know, man.
It could.
I don't know who else they could go with.
But he's a pretty hot heel right now. I don't know that.
I don't know, man. I don't see Brock Lesnar and Undertaker and Rollins in a triple threat match, because if that happens again, then if Undertaker wins it, then
that's not the match I would think would be the triple threat.
I'm just saying, I could see that one happening, because Brock Lesnar would be like, I deserve a rematch. Undertaker, like, I want your ass.
Actually, I was saving this for Can You Dig It, so.
Okay, well, then hold on.
Okay, right. I will. Okay. I have speculation on that.
Okay, so we'll table that for a segment.
Meanwhile, I'm looking at the card for Royal Rumble 2006.
Still not past 11 and a half minutes?
No, I have not found it yet, still.
Royal Rumble 2006.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. We were so close.
What was it?
Ashley Massaro defeated Maria Tori, Victoria, Candice Michelle in their bra and panties gauntlet match. 11 minutes and 1 second, though.
Oh, son of a bitch. I miss bra so and close. Panty matches. God damn it. I hate the WWE, the PG rating. I miss bra and panty matches.
We got to do this for the kids.
Anyway, so final thoughts on Battleground.
Overall, am I rating on a grade scale, or am I giving it a 1 out of 10?
Of Battleground? Well, Greg does letters, so we'll do numbers.
All right. I'll give Battleground an
8.2.
8.2.
Yeah, the French judge 8. Fucked 2? Up the scoring.
8.2.
It was the fucking French judge. Heath.
Definitely 8.5.
All right. Greg?
Yeah, I'm going with 8.5. Definitely a good pay-per-view.
I'm going to go 7.5.
Okay.
It was okay. It had a couple of high spots, but just for the most part, shut up, Greg. I just wasn't in love with it. I don't know. It was a minor pay-per-view, and you know how I feel about the minor pay-per-views.
I mean, good grief, we had a Divas match go 11 minutes and 26 seconds.
One of the highlights of the night. One of the lowlights was we had Orton and Sheamus number 2,473.
Almost like a 10 years. Wow.
Moving on. I got one for you guys.
All right.
I think we're going to be in agreement here, but okay.
I'm going to go ahead and kill this because I think it's fucking with Greg's audio when I do that. So, my what stinks, the vicious attack by Brock Lesnar on Kane last Monday night on Raw. That was awesome. Such a vicious beatdown.
It looked all right until they did the slow motion replay.
When Kane got his ankle slammed between the steel steps. It was so vicious that they slowed it down, and you could clearly see it totally didn't connect at all.
Exactly.
The whole thing looked good until they showed that in slow motion.
Exactly. I mean, I had to point it out to them whenever we were watching that last week. It's like, guys, replay that.
Yeah.
It was bad. Does anyone else want? I mean, are we all pretty much?
Yeah, I'm pretty much.
That's 100% agreement across the board.
Beanbags. Yep. What stinks? What the fuck is up with Jack Swagger? He wrestled on Superstars.
Yeah, that's about all I can say.
Yeah, at least he's wrestling on like Zack Ryder.
Aw.
Woo woo woo.
You don't
blew
know
it.
Can you dig it,
sucker? All right, Adrian.
Can you dig it? The title match at SummerSlam will be a triple threat match.
Okay.
Between Seth Rollins, Bray Wyatt, and Roman Reigns.
Why does Bray Wyatt get thrown in here?
Well, he won the match tonight with Roman Reigns.
So? Why does that give him a title shot?
I mean, what do anybody do to deserve a title shot in wrestling, Jason?
Well, I kind of get where you're coming from there. I'm just curious why he deserves a title shot.
I mean,
and then why does Roman Reigns get a title shot considering he lost?
Ryback lost the fucking match at WrestleMania last year and then got a title shot or 2 years ago at Extreme Rules or whatever it was. So, I mean, okay, I can dig it.
I mean, over his last pay-per-view matches, Bray Wyatt hasn't lost since WrestleMania.
He's only had one match.
Two. He fought Ryback, remember?
When did he fight Ryback?
I want to say it was the pay-per-view before Elimination Chamber.
What the fuck pay-per-view was that? Was that Extreme Rules?
Yes.
Okay.
I think, maybe.
I don't know.
I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know either. All right, I guess I can dig that.
I mean, I don't see... That's the only match I can see them make an into a world title match. Because I don't see anybody else as a contender right now.
It's kind of fuzzy right now. Tomorrow night's going to be big Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have Money in the Bank. We still have Sheamus floating around with everything.
Can you
do that? Do you need to wipe yourself after? Did you shat?
Maybe a little.
He shat his pantalones. All right, Heath, you got anything?
Pantalones.
I do not.
Yeah, figured.
Sorry.
Greg.
So much happened tonight. So, I mean, can you dig it? Undertaker, I mean, cleanly beats Brock Lesnar.
Dig it.
Yeah, I think he's going to win that too.
He's going to look good doing it.
Oh, yeah. There's absolutely no reason for Undertaker to go into this match and not win cleanly.
Yeah, and reinvigorate his career a little. I don't know. Where does it go from there? Are we going to see him fight at Survivor Series? Are we going to see a little Taker run going into Mania, which maybe that's his swan song?
I would like to see that. That would be awesome to see Undertaker go out as champ.
Fighting Cena?
Oh.
So Cena wins. He's got the Ric Flair legacy.
He put him down.
And... Or, you know, that's the match I want to see. I think Cena should be fighting Taker in his last match.
Maybe Taker wins that match, retains the title, and says, it's been fun, and leaves it in the ring.
That's our dream, but I don't see WWE doing it unless Triple H knocks out Vince. But you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. See, here's another thing.
But that's his list.
They've also been kind of egging into Kane. In regards to Undertaker lately.
Yeah, but
there's still that possibility.
Brother versus brother.
I
don't care about that.
Yeah.
That's old.
Cena, Taker. That, for me, is my Mania match.
Mark Jones, no. There, no Sting Taker, no. That they were high on that last year. It couldn't come to fruition. And it looks like that match has soured on them. So that probably will not happen.
I still say Mania, man. The money match is going to be Austin versus Lesnar.
You think so still?
I do.
Austin will be involved in some match.
I got to say, I think Austin is going all kayfabe on us here with the statement of, oh, I'm not going to be involved at WrestleMania. I wrestled my last match. I call bullshit on it. Steve Austin, Brock Lesnar, WrestleMania, book it. And they'll sell the fuck out of that place.
Oh, they will, man. At fucking AT&T Stadium or... Texas State or Dallas Cowboys Stadium?
Yeah.
Get 100,000 fans in there? Holy shit. That's not where it is next year, is it?
It's Dallas, Texas.
Think, guys, you can fit 120.
Yeah, you can get like 100,000 people in there for football or something like that. So,
and the record's 108, I want to say. 112, 108.
Dude, Mania's going to shatter that thing.
They have to. And, yeah, Brock Austin. Austin versus almost anyone, but Brock Austin... Owens Austin. What about that? Who else can talk like CM Punk right now? Owens. He doesn't need a script. Owens Stone Cold? Stone Cold would do that.
Yeah. Ooh. All right, moving on.
Have you guys done a dream, the WrestleMania predictions for this like coming up?
We have.
We actually have. Do you have the card, Jason?
I could have them. Hold on here.
We made a guess on what we thought the card was going to be. All right. Yeah.
But so much. I'll do a double check on my end. Too. Changed since this past Mania.
We're going to 32, right?
Yeah. Good.
All right. This year's 32. Okay. This is what we have, and I can already tell you we're wrong. We have Undertaker against Sting. We have Rock with Ronda Rousey and Triple H versus Triple H with Steph. Or it was going to be Rock and Rousey against Triple H and Stephanie, or something along the lines of that. Okay. We have the armbar down, the Andre Battle Royal. Lucha Dragons against New Day, against Usos, against Blake and Murphy, apparently, for the tag titles. We have Rusev versus Lesnar. What the fuck were we thinking? We have Ambrose is your world champ. No. We don't have a world title on there.
We don't have a...
Whoa.
We do not have a world title match.
Right? I'm pretty sure that was our world title match.
No, that was the Intercontinental title. It was Ambrose against Owens against Ziggler against Neville against Hideo Nomo, Hideo Itami, and Finn Balor.
Oh, okay.
And then we had Orton versus Owens. We had them in two matches for the U.S. title.
Apparently, we were drunk whenever we did.
And then
and tag in there too.
And then we have Paige against Charlotte against Sasha for the Divas title.
Cruiserweight title?
That was actually between the Lucha Dragons, the New Day, the Usos, and Blake and Murphy for the Cruiserweight title.
Western Heritage States title?
That was Ronda Rousey against Stephanie.
The Blacktop Bully.
World Class Championship Wrestling title.
What the fuck were we? I can't wait to look into that several months down the road and try to figure out what the fuck we were thinking.
Must have been a drunk episode.
I would argue Nelson Royal is worth. Oh, of all the old time. Okay. Yeah.
I hate to ask this question, Jason.
Okay. What's your question? What?
Never mind. I don't get to count this one.
Why? What was it?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't happen.
Didn't happen. What do you mean?
Don't worry about it.
No, I want to know. What is it?
It didn't happen, so don't worry about it.
No, what is it? Just tell me.
I was going to ask about intergender matches.
Well, how far back are you?
You don't want to know.
I do want to know. Are you 04 yet?
China, Jericho, right?
Actually, I am.
Wow.
I'm actually almost to 03.
And we're 12, 13 years back, and we haven't had a Divas match on a pay-per-view go more than
11 minutes and 26 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
If you don't count Survivor Series matches.
And we don't.
There's been two Survivor Series matches that have gone longer than that.
God. All right, moving on. Let's look at this bet.
All right.
We'll make this fast. Team Jizzmopper, 73 points. Team Awesome, 98 points. Team Adrian, 104. You are 6 points ahead of me, fucker.
I'll take it.
The big news here is that Heath comes out of nowhere and is making a run at this.
Making it competitive.
I'm trying. Points back for me, 31 points back from you.
And also, just to let people know, there was a change that was made before.
Oh, yeah, we made last-minute drops before the show tonight. I dropped Ryback and picked up Brock Lesnar. Adrian dropped. Who the fuck did you drop?
I dropped Brock Lesnar.
Oh, that's right. He dropped Brock Lesnar to pick up Sasha. That didn't pay off for him.
I meant to really say Charlotte. I just did something wrong.
Uh-huh. And then Heath left his alone.
Yeah.
So I'm making a move. Oh, Heath, you making a move?
I'm still debating. I'm just really curious as far as Nikki, if I should keep her for a little bit longer or drop her and go for somebody else. I'm really torn on this.
Well, hurry up.
Because I know it's going to be coming close to where, yeah, I think there's going to be a title change soon.
Okay, so shit or get off the pot.
Hold on to her for one more week.
Okay, so I'm making a drop. I'm going to drop Stardust, and I'm going to pick Ryback back up.
Okay.
Stardust. Yeah. Adrian, you making a move?
I don't need to. I'm good.
Okay. So.
Actually, yeah, I do want to make one move. I'm sorry.
What?
I want to drop Sasha Banks to pick up Charlotte, because that's what I wanted to do earlier.
That's acceptable. Moving on. It's America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but Jizz Jams!
Jizz Jams! Heath's going to lose.
Here's how the game works. We're going to play Jason Heath, three theme songs. We successfully guess 2 out of 3. He wins himself a free show.
Probably ain't going to happen.
Hey, you picked these by yourself. It was a full Jizz Jam.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
What?
We almost had it.
What? How far back in what match?
Insurrection 2003. Jazz versus Trish Stratus.
How long?
10 minutes and 45 seconds.
Oh, son of a bitch. I told you it's going to be a Trish and Lita match. Anyway, feel free to play along because He is not looking at his computer, so. Greg, you want to play against him, too?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Heath, you know the rules.
If you can beat Greg, you win.
Yes, you have to beat Greg.
Oh, boy.
Now, mind you, Greg is smarter than me and Adrian.
Please.
Wrestling-wise, you're smarter than me and Adrian.
Please.
All right.
You're smarter than Jason, at least.
Okay, yes.
Well, you're smarter than Adrian in any way possible, so that's okay.
I surpass him, yes.
Yes, yes. All right, you ready for song number one?
Yes, I'm ready for song number one.
Here comes song number one. And your time starts now.
You want me to just tell you, or do I type?
Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, no. We wait. We're going to let Heath think about it.
We'll get your answers after Heath gives his every time, Greg. Because we know you don't need a copy off of Heath, but Heath might not need a copy off you.
Let Heath copy, because if he copies every time, he won't guess more than Greg. Can he guess it? No. I can tell you the chat had it early.
Okay.
All right, so what is your guess?
Tommy Dreamer. I don't know.
Well, not a bad guess.
Great. That wasn't a bad guess. I'm going to say the tag team of TNA.
Heath?
Obviously.
Gregor's?
God! Oh my God!
It's time for song number two. You're still going, Adrian? How far back are you?
Let me put it this way: The Rock and Brock Lesnar just fought for the world title.
2002.
Yes.
Oh my God. No guesses in the chat yet. All right, Heath, and your time starts now. It is not Hulk Hogan, beanbags.
That was tough.
Even I know that was not Hulk Hogan.
You're wrong, Mark. I don't know that any of you guys would get it.
I don't know it.
Adrian has no clue what it is.
I have.
Can't he guess it? No. Can't. All right, Heath. We need an answer. Remember the time we were rigged
Barry Windham
to where he beat Kyle? That was great.
And then played the same themes a week later and he didn't get any of them?
It was.
Yeah.
Greg, his guess is Barry Windham. Your guess?
Rob Conway.
Heath, your guess is... Greg, your guess is. I will play this theme, and you guys will know it, who it is.
Well, Greg will anyway.
Wow, JBL?
It was the JBL. It was one of his first themes.
Justin Hawk Bradshaw.
Yes, it was Justin Hawk Bradshaw.
Oh, man, good stuff, man. That's a good find.
I know. All right, guys.
And yes.
I was going to say Scott Putzky otherwise.
All right, and here comes song number three.
Oh, I know this one.
You found this little gem.
I did.
Shit, do they say their name?
No.
Okay. Whoops.
Yeah.
Who would they be, Heath?
The Rougeos.
Greg?
I believe that's the Ragu sisters there, Monsoon.
Oh, God. Whoops, I forgot they said their name in it.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I heard that. I was like, oh, shit.
But it's not the first time that that's happened, and unfortunately, he has gotten it wrong when
I
that
mean,
happened.
Hell, he has gotten it wrong.
I know, there was Tamina.
Tamina.
Yeah. I remember listening as a fan, and I'm like, oh, my God, they said Steiner in the song.
Oh, God, it was great. Okay, adding up the scores. Heath.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose.
Good day, sir.
Mark Jones says, I got something for Heath for next week.
Oh, God.
Mark, send it to me, and I'll tell you if they're acceptable. We do have rules in place for this. Gents? How far back are you right now, Adrian?
I am at Rebellion 2001.
I have a feeling this is going to be ongoing for quite a while.
I don't know.
This is going to continue after the show.
I don't think it will, because it's midnight here.
Well, I mean, it's going to have to continue, you know, at another time, but just kind of remember what place.
All right, let me... Let me find a good, easy stopping point here.
Okay. You got a good stop. While we're sitting here, let me just throw out one more time. Throw out the plug for the WPW, World Powerhouse Wrestling Show, next Saturday night, July 25th, Collinsville, VFW Hall. Doors open at 6. Something like that. Something like that. I don't remember. 6:30, something like that. Tickets, $10. Go check it out.
Or don't.
That's awesome, guys. Congratulations on that.
I'm going to see Kid Rock, so I won't be able to go.
Make sure you tickets. Bring your Confederate flag with you.
I'm pretty sure all of his stuff, all of his t-shirts are going to have the Confederate flag on them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, you know.
They didn't before, now they do.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Damn right.
Cha-ching.
Especially when he's like, they're like, oh, you need to denounce the Confederate flag. And he's like, kiss my ass. Well, bingo. I need your sound effects. I mean, I just need your sound effect bank. That's just what I need. Anyway, so yeah, I will not be able to go. These two might go. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't think I'm going to be able to go.
How come?
I'll be honest. I'm just not going to go. If you're not going to be able to go, I'm not going to go.
Why?
Because I don't have fun without you.
I know, it's so pathetic.
You complete me, Jason Halpert.
Oh, my God. Anyway, check them out. Hopefully their next show I'll be able to go to. As long as it's not August 19th. Because I'm going to see Foo Fighters August 19th. So... Can't wait to see that. Anyway,
Jason.
What?
I'm stopping at WrestleMania 17.
WrestleMania 17?
Yeah.
Good God.
This is the longest non-Survivor Series Divas match on pay-per-view?
Since WrestleMania 17.
At least WrestleMania 17.
Damn.
Yeah, and even there, yeah, no.
Holy fuck.
Damn.
Is this what you're going to do next week on the show, is continue this?
I am, actually. I'll try to get this done between now and next week so I can tell you if this is, in fact, the longest Divas match
in pay-per-view history.
It might be.
Wow. Anyway, what do we got coming up on the network?
Shows. Greg, why don't you plug your show?
Yeah, plug your show, Greg.
All right. Well, Respect the Mat comes out Saturday nights, 10:35 Eastern. We're going to have a good show coming up this week. And as of right now, I do have the results of the Fantasy Tag Team Tournament, if you guys want them.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
We forgot to talk about that sooner.
Not a worry. The finals of the Respect the Mat Fantasy Tag Team Tournament.
That's what I have to say about your stupid tournament.
That was out of your ass. Oh, my God. I was like, you have 99 problems. Oh, my God.
I thought
God.
That was my ass again.
But your ass ain't one. But no.
All right. So what's your... And the other thing is, I never win the fucking t-shirt.
Well, we're not eligible, Jason.
I thought we were.
No, we're not.
Oh, well, why not?
You know what? I've got some Respect the Mat fridge magnets.
You know what, Greg? If you send one to me, I will put it on my fridge.
I'm not kidding. Everyone has a fridge. Hey, everyone likes magnets.
Kevin, yeah, with you.
Matt, fridge magnets.
There you go. So what's the finals?
So the finals.
Can I take a stab at what I think it is?
I think it's... Go ahead.
I want to guess it is the Dudleys versus the Road Warriors.
You would not be wrong, sir. You are correct. The finals of the tournament will be the Dudley boys facing the Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors.
How close was the Road Warriors Steiners match, though?
Not.
It wasn't very close?
No. I mean, Legion of Doom just ran all over the Steiners.
I think they're your winners. I'm saying it right now.
You think the Road Warriors are going to pull
away?
Road
Warriors will pull away.
Hmm.
With Paul Ellering.
I'll push it. I'll advertise it. We're going to get as many votes as I can in on it, both messaged and posted on Facebook. We'll see. But it'll be interesting. And it's a lot of fun. And then from here, I've got to figure out what the next tournament will be.
I still think it should be Divas. I really do. Ranked in order of boob size.
The only thing, if I do Divas, I'm just thinking...
It's going to be a Lita Trish love fest. It really is.
Yeah.
So you might almost need to leave them off of there just for fairness sake. Like, you should have left the Dudleys and Legion of Doom off of this one.
And that may happen.
You know what?
Sure. But about a next tournament being something where the other guys.
I got an idea here.
With all the guys who maybe are the TV title, U.S. title holders.
I got one for you, Greg. And I think
what do you got? I got it on pen and paper. What do you got?
All right. The best three-man stable group.
I don't think you can really do a tournament with that.
You can. You can take any stable group, pick their best three guys, and put them in the tournament.
I can do that. That's interesting. Oh, I mean, there's might be a little limited. How many we're going to have? 10 in the tournament?
I think you can get at least. I think you get at least 16 out of it.
Okay, that's a thought.
And if you need help doing it, I can come up with them for you.
Mark Jones has Intercontinental Champion tournament.
Ooh, and that's one I've been playing with because for me, I've always loved that title and it's always meant something. And who held that belt? So
Macho Man's going to win that. Let's be honest.
Well, hang on. What if you make it with this caveat? Intercontinental champions that haven't won the world title.
Ooh. Well, Kurt Hennig will win that one.
What about intercontinental title holders versus U.S. title holders? What title meant more over history? You could have matches like Wahoo McDaniel in this and those legends versus U.S. title versus IC title.
That'll be tricky to set up, and you're going to have a hard time keeping it that way throughout the tournament.
Because if the Intercontinental title spanks the shit out of the U.S. title holders, then boom. You know what I mean?
What about throwing all the stops out there, world champions only, Bockwinkel, only the world title holder tournament.
Did you say
made.
The greatest world title holders?
Yeah.
I think that's
a... Or is that a Flair Hogan end? Is that how that ends?
No, I don't think so.
No. Yeah. You got some ideas. Think about them. If you need any help, just holler at us and we can help you out.
I appreciate that. All right. Not a problem. So, we could go with finisher. How about wrestler songs?
Oh, yeah.
Wrestler songs. One. Best wrestler songs out there.
Best theme songs?
Yeah. I'd be in on that one.
Oh, let me write that one down, too.
I'd love to throw some honorary mentions in there.
Jive Soul Bro. Oh, he wasn't a wrestler.
No. But anyway, check out Greg's show Saturday nights. Songs Heath will never get.
Hey, you know what? Just for that, let me give that to Mark Jones. That's for you.
Anyway, check out all the other shows on the network. We've got shows.
The Walkabout.
Yeah, the Australians. You can't understand a word they say anyway. Shooting from the Hip is on sometimes. The Wrestling Niche.
Yep.
Us. And then we've got our featured podcast, too.
Which I think is down to FTPW.
Yeah, I think it is FTW and FTW. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Jason, it's not looking good here, man.
What? Where are you at now?
I'm at Backlash 2000, and Trish Stratus isn't a wrestler yet.
Oh, my God. No. I thought it was going to be a Trish Lita match.
Nope.
Oh, Jericho China.
Anyway,
yep.
Also check out all the wonderful things written on the website by Paul Jordan.
Check out the tweets from Kevin Critterton.
Yes. You can follow, like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes, send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com. You can twat us at thehourbomb. You can also send us personal messages. So
absolutely.
All right, let's try and put this bitch to bed.
All right.
Oh.
And we looked at the standings earlier, and of course you're the big loser this week, Albert.
Yeah, I'm not done yet.
Yeah.
Who runs the fucking show, asshole? Who's at Master Control? This
Come on,
guy.
Motherfucker.
Don't get ahead of me.
Shit.
Shit just got real.
God, I fucking hate. You know what? You're fucking turned down.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
A timeout.
I killed his mic.
Wow.
I killed his mic, and then we get the nice. Angel scene. Once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason. I was saying adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
The big bad booty daddy.
Still looking for that Divas match longer than tonight. Hey, we're back into the 90s.
Oh, we're back in the 90s? That's
yes.
good. Okay, hold on.
Hope you die from herpes.
Am I actually on?
Okay. I took you out of time
okay.
out for this.
Sweet the Heath, Jason Heath saying so long.
And, huh?
No one cares.
And from Mr. Snuffleupagus.
Bye-bye.
Are we counting intergender matches?
They're not Divas matches. Whoa, what did you find?
China versus Chris Jericho, 13 minutes, 34 seconds.
Maybe.
Did she just take a shit somewhere over here?
What?
Did you not smell that?
No. My dog's down here. And anyway, I am the big loser of the week, so the song I decided to pick, we're going to stand back and enjoy this one.
Yes.
So we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
Our Bombed.
Toodles.